I think now we'll hear Senate Bill 244. Proponents of Senate Bill 244.
Chairman Albers.
Good morning, Senator Brown.
My name is Senator Arnie Brown. I'm from District 7 in Brookings. And Senate Bill 244, I hope will not take quite as much time in deliberation as the last one, but is an act to require assisted living centers to disclose certain health care charges. And this is pretty much all of the health care facilities have done this. And this will just amend Chapter 3412E, and that's the chapter that has a disclosure for fees and charges. And so that the assisted living will have to post what they charge for their services. And it would have to be posted so that residents as well as visitors can view that. And normally people say, well, how do you, you know, find a conspicuous place? Well, all these facilities are surveyed, and the surveyors will certainly tell the people if it is not in a proper place. And so I'm just asking for you to approve this bill, and hopefully it will put all of the healthcare facilities, assisted living, kind of in the same category and working out of the same page. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Are there questions from the committee? Senator McIntyre.
Senator Brown, I assume most legislation arises as a result of some kind of a problem that has surfaced. Could you give me a little background? I'm not familiar with the fact as to what led up to the creation of Senate Bill 244.
Does that make sense? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, what led up to it is simply it's as you know, assisted living has grown by leaps and bounds. We have 144 facilities with about 2,718 residents, and there had been some concern by a few general public people who did not know the charges, and on all of the other facilities, those charges are posted. Now, I'm quite sure, because I believe all the assisted facilities that I know of would gladly give this information to anyone asking, whether they be a resident or they be a family member of a resident. But to make it consistent with the laws that this requires, we just felt that assisted living should be in that category also.
Thank you. Are there further questions? Senator Sutton?
Yes. Senator Brown, can you tell me, is this requirement currently required of, like, your hospitals?
Yes.
Those kind of things?
Hospitals, nursing home, nursing care facilities.
So because of this is a new wave, assisted living centers, this was just kind of left out of the mix. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Dietrich?
Yeah, thank you. Senator, do assisted living centers get money from the federal government or the private entity?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brown.
Some do and some do not. If they want to participate in the Medicaid program, they do. Some are just for private pay, and they would not.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. Are there any further questions from the committee? Thank you, Senator Brown.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244?
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Mark Dayock. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Healthcare Association, representing long-term care in South Dakota, including both nursing homes and assisted living facilities. We are strongly in favor of this bill. Currently, there are regs at the administrative level which require assisted living folks to have pricing information available, but the posting has not been required. Simply from informing the patient, informing the patient's family perspective, we think it's very important that they be made aware of that information so they can make a more intelligent choice about what facility or what assisted living center they wish to be placed at. I certainly think that even from a professional level, it's something that's very important. I don't know if it's good or bad. I confess to all of you here, I am an attorney. I don't make a big deal about that for the most part, given the current sentiment towards attorneys. But certainly as an attorney, you're required to let folks know ahead of time what your charges will be. You don't want to surprise anyone in that area. Just as that profession is required to be professional in that way, I think it's a good idea that we treat the assisted living folks with the same amount of professionalism. But primarily, it's a benefit to the residents so they can make an informed choice. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, then, are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ken Singer, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the Assisted Living Association of South Dakota. Come here today to speak in support of Senate Bill 244. The Assisted Living Association has been an advocate for protecting consumers by making available to consumers accurate information about the services that their residents want and need, and we believe that making more readily available the charges, which Senate Bill 244 would do, for the services helps potential customers to make more responsible and economical decisions about what they need at that point in their life.
Thank you, sir. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Kevin Forsch. I'm with the Department of Health, and I'll be very brief. We are in support of this bill. We think it's a good consumer awareness bill. Also, Department of Health is the agency that licenses these facilities, and should an issue arise in terms of not following compliance with the posting, we are responsible to make sure that that happens, and we have no problem with carrying out that duty or with this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Roberta Vogt, and I'm a volunteer lobbyist for AARP. Our constituency is probably the number one consumer of assisted living. We're very interested in this area. The testimony has put before you the fact that assisted living has indeed mushroomed in the state of South Dakota. We do need all consumer protections that we can get, and charges are probably the number one area of confusion among our seniors, so we would urge you to support this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jim Ellenbecker, and I'm the Secretary of Department of Social Services, and I too want you to know that we support this legislation as a consumer protection issue. Just a couple of questions. This is a merging area. Obviously, it wasn't too long ago. We only had about a 200 assisted living beds. We used to call them supervised living. Today, we've got over 2,600 and still growing. And I think there was a question about Medicaid. Medicaid participates. We have a state-funded program. Today, we cover a little over 550 individuals in assisted living. Obviously, this we pay a set rate, so it doesn't apply to our government-paid individuals. But I think oftentimes, private pay end up in our program, so we want to see fair protections up front. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, are there further proponents of Senate Bill 244? Proponents of 244? If not, then we'll go to opponents of Senate Bill 244. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 244? Hearing none, we'll close the committee discussion and or action. Senator Staggers.
Well, Senate Bill 244 implicitly is saying consumers are dumb. And what I mean by that is that there seems to be a view here that consumers can't simply ask the question how much it is. We have to pass a law to have this posted. I think we should have more confidence in consumers than that. Myself, I do believe that consumers can ask the question, How much does this cost?
Senator Sutton.
Yes, thank you. I would just say that to keep things in step with what current statute is and bring everybody in compliance, that this is good legislation that would allow and ensure that if for some instance that the consumer for some reason wouldn't ask the questions, that at least there would be some protection there. So I would move a do pass on Senate Bill 244.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I should say we have a motion, Sutton, second McIntyre, and
I didn't realize you had a question.
That's right.
We'll call it discussion of the motion and go to the question.
My question is, there's no penalty for not conspicuously posting? Anybody can answer that?
Senator Brown, could you...
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that I can answer that. I only know that when I was in the business, in the nursing home business, it had to be posted. And you were reprimanded maybe with a couple lashes of the wet noodle if it wasn't in the proper place. Now, I think Kevin is still here, and you could ask him, you know, what the penalty would be. But I don't think the intent, at least it was not my intent, to list a penalty. These people that run assisted living are professional people, and there was no opposition to it. And I think that they will do a good job at posting it properly, and we won't have to worry about a penalty.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Mr. Porsche, can you respond as well?
Senator Olson, this would be handled by the Department of Health like any other rule or regulation differences. This would be law. If the facility is not in compliance, we would go through the same mechanism through a plan of correction, asking them to do this. And if not, I suppose eventually there could be a licensure action. There wouldn't be any money penalty or any fine, if you will.
Thank you. All right, is there further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dietrich.
I just wanted to note that someone just indicated a few minutes ago that the people are so stupid that they can't ask the charges. This committee just passed a bill that to the floor that required us to pay for those stupid people that don't think about their health.
Thank you for that. Is there a further discussion of the motion? We have a motion, a do pass. Is there further discussion? If not, then it's was moved Sutton, seconded McIntyre, I think. Do pass on Senate Bill 244. The clerk will call the roll.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Sagers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Albers.
Aye. All right, then. Senate Bill 244 will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Senator Brown, I think you have the next bill up, 245. We should be able to finish that.